You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. This is where they share their latest creations, products, services, and experiences, as well as business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Rick Rome, president and founder of Wash Club, a leading on-demand delivery laundry and dry cleaning service, servicing over 14 markets across the country. Mr. Rome, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Now, you're more than welcome. Good to catch up with you. Excited to hear about the Wash Club. So first of all, tell us what inspired you to start Wash Club. Tell us how you went from a Wall Street trader to a laundry entrepreneur.
Sure. Well, what inspired me about Wash Club is the fact that when in 2007, when the economy was really in the tanker, I was looking for a cash-yielding, cash-generating business opportunity. I was torn between a laundry, a car wash, and like a surf pro type franchise, and I chose laundry. And you know, while I was learning the business per se, I realized that there is no consistent messaging, product, customer service, pricing within the laundry and dry cleaning industry here in New York City. So from that point on, I set out to try and conquer this mission. And what I learned was that you can extend your storefront virtually through, obviously, the website, through the web. And I started doing pickup and delivery locally. And then I realized that there was a much bigger opportunity out there to reach more and more people by utilizing a piece of equipment like a truck and a driver. So at the end of the day, it's all about utilization and capacity rate, because in all intents and purposes, we're a factory. So I wasn't getting the utilization I wanted out of my existing equipment. So I just kept reaching further out and casting my net. And to date, in the 3.5, going on 4 years of doing true on-demand pickup and delivery, we've garnered well over 15,000 customers just here in New York City. We've expanded across the country through our licensing software and are growing at incredible clips, and very proud to say it. So maybe I got a horseshoe somewhere on my body, but I just feel very lucky that I was able to figure this out.
That's absolutely inspiring, without a question. I can tell you, certainly getting the listeners excited here. How many markets are you currently in, and any plans for expansion?
Oh, yeah. We're expanding like crazy, frankly. But currently, I guess it's kind of hard how you dictate what a market is. You know, New York City is a big market in its own right. But currently, we have about 18 licensees. We just started offering our licensing program basically May 1st. So we're in 18, and we continue to expand pretty aggressively. Our goal for 1 year was to have 30 licensees on board. And, you know, just to give you a little bit about what's Wash Club, it's called Wash Club Track. That's our software as a service product. June to July numbers, cumulative total, they were up 17%. And July to August numbers are up 25% individually on average. I don't have September's numbers yet, but obviously, you can see that's pretty dramatic growth, especially in a mature business.
Certainly impressive, without a question. How have your goals changed since expanding the business?
Our goals have changed a bit to go more even globally, if anything. We're working hard. We've done some tests in Mexico, in the UK. Canada technically is another country, even though they're like our cousin, so to say. But our goals are still to offer a dynamic product that gives the consumer a one-stop shop at the convenience at their fingertips, so to say. Click, click, order.
Today we're joined by Rick Rome, president and founder of Wash Club, a leading on-demand delivery laundry and dry cleaning service, servicing over 14 markets across the country here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter, simply at ePodcast Network. Mr. Rome, what differentiates Wash Club from other laundry delivery services and owners?
Sure. The important part of being a growing business is scalability. If you don't have the right infrastructure in place, you're not going to be able to scale. So a lot of laundry operators have plenty of capacity. In fact, they have excess capacity. So there's a term in the laundry world that you use is turns per day. And, for instance, if you had a 30-minute wash cycle and you're open for 12 hours a day, in theory you should get 24 turns a day. Well, the average laundry only does 3 or 4 turns per day. So it begs the question, what about the other basically, 20 hours or so or 20 turns a day that you're not getting? So what I would tell you is that you need to expand your reach because the storefront, brick and mortar, is stacked. You can only touch so many people in that, we'll call it geographic area. I'm New York City centric. So we'll say 3 blocks or 4 blocks in every direction. With pickup and delivery, in theory, you can literally touch everybody in your delivery area. So if you have a 20 or 30 mile delivery zone like we do, in theory, you could touch, I couldn't even tell you how many people, but I'll give you a definite number. There's 10 million people roughly in New York City. It doesn't include tourists. And we have over 15,000 customers just here in New York City. Well, that's just 0.1% of our population in New York City. And everybody has to do laundry. There is no difference between rich and poor. Everyone has to wash their clothes. So we feel very confident about our market, and we also believe that there's these tertiary, we'll call them tier 2, tier 3 markets, even parts of New York City that are outer boroughs that are completely underserviced. I mean, the people out there in these other tier 3 markets are clamoring for service. They just want it and they need it because, frankly, they just don't want to do it. And it's all just a natural progression. I mean, clothing. When I was a young man, we never could buy clothes online. Well, we didn't have it back in the day, I guess. But also the fact of the matter is that over 50% of all clothes now are sold online. We have coffee makers in our house, but we go to Starbucks. We have a hose and a bucket and a spigot in our house, but we wash our cars at the car wash. We have a lawnmower in our garage, but we have a gardener and a lawn service. So these are all natural progressions that are happening right under our noses, and I'm just capitalizing on the service. I mean, that's what people want. They want to be serviced, and that's what Wash Club does, and obviously in an on-demand capacity.
You certainly are taking advantage of the space and the opportunity without a question. Now, if you would, go back as an early entrepreneur. What was your vision in the beginning days for Wash Club?
Oh, it wasn't this. I'll be honest with you. I bought the laundry because I was yield hungry and I wanted to get a good return on my cash investment. But as laundries get more and more expensive and retail rents get higher and higher and higher, it's very, very difficult to offer to get that type of return when I bought my initial laundry back in 6 years ago. So it was quite different. But I quickly learned, as I said earlier, that there is a great opportunity to service many, many more people and increase your utilization from your existing laundry. I mean, I tell people how many pounds a day we do in laundry and out of one location, and they just can't believe it. They're like, holy Christmas, how do you do it? Well, we like to refer to the term as we sweat our equipment. We're close to 17 turns per day and we're only open 18 hours. So, we still got a little bit of utilization rate left, but not much.
In conclusion, what's one piece of advice that you would like to give someone listening in today about leaving their job and becoming an entrepreneur and or small business owner?
Mental toughness. You being an entrepreneur is not for those weak of heart. You it's nice when you go into your corporate gig and you know the computer works, the phone lines work, the lights turn on, there's coffee at the coffee machine, you know, there's paper in the copy machine, you have a copy machine, you know, so on and so forth. You know, as an entrepreneur, you have to wear all those hats, and it can definitely be time-consuming. So delegation is important, and definitely, without a doubt, be prepared to get rejection. That's just a salesman mentality that I have, and if you're not getting rejections every day, you're not trying hard enough.
You certainly got that right. Good stuff. The keywords there, being prepared for the no's and also delegation. I like that. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about the Wash Club online and how they can be in potential contact as well.
Sure. Thank you. You can learn about our software as a service called Wash Club Track at washclubtrack.com. That's washclubtrack.com. And if you would like to learn about our Wash Club in New York City, we're on 12 other states. You said 14 other cities, but it's actually closer to 18 now. You can look at those individually. It'd be Wash Club, Wash Club ATL for Atlanta, Wash Club Miami, Chicago, Cleveland, D.C., NYC for New York, .com, or just Google Wash Club and you'll find us.
Mr. Rome, it certainly has been a pleasure to have had you. Thanks so much for the insight, information, and inspiration, and thanks for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for your time. Appreciate the opportunity, and have a great day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Rick Rome, president and founder of Wash Club, a leading on-demand delivery laundry and dry cleaning service, servicing well over 14 markets across the country. And once again, the websites of reference, it's washclubtrack.com, and also for the New York City location, it's washclubnyc.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience, and once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.